And let's just bring on our next guest, because I think, you know, she was there, as I just mentioned, and she can give us a more accurate detail of what actually occurred at that meeting. So I know we just spoke with her on Friday, but let's go for an update. State Representative Laura Devlin. Laura, once again, good morning and thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to have a chance to be with both of you.
And we really appreciate it, because I know you just joined us on Friday, and you mentioned you were planning on attending the pro-tolls rally, or I should say not really a rally, but the meeting that occurred in Westport yesterday. So I have a couple of questions. I'm going to start off with, first and foremost, were you the only one there? I heard a Representative Gail Laviel was also there with you.
Representative Laviel was there as well, yes.
Okay. And were you the only two Republicans?
We were.
Okay. Were you there for the entire duration?
Yes. Well, I missed the union rally in front of the school that the governor participated in before the official program. But mm-hmm. we were there, you know, for the program. And as ranking member on the Transportation Committee, and Rep. Laviel also serves on the Transportation Committee, we wanted to hear what the governor had to say, because he has not shared a plan directly with our caucus.
Exactly. And was it an hour long, as they had stated it was going to be, or did it last longer?
It went a little longer for Q&A. So the actual presentation, they did a very nice scripted presentation that was about 40 minutes long.
Oh.
And, you know, I have to say there wasn't new information shared, but I was really disappointed with specific things that were either mischaracterized or left out altogether.
Yeah, well, you say a couple of things that already have my ears up here. And number one, you use the word scripted. And why am I not surprised? That I'm sure every I was dotted and T was crossed, and everything looked very polished and rainbows and unicorns. The other word that you mentioned that I was a little surprised to hear, actually, was Q&A, because we had heard going into it that there was not going to be a Q&A session. So were you able to ask any questions during the Q&A portion?
You know, I could have submitted questions, much like all of the other, you know, participants. But my goal of being there was really to listen,
okay,
hear what they had to say and how they were presenting their plan to the public.
And before we get into that, when you say a Q&A, is this people can randomly step up to a microphone and pose questions? Or were these written down and then screened, and they filtered out the ones that they didn't want to answer and only read the questions that they did want to answer?
So they were screened. You had to write down your question.
Yeah.
Then they gave you the opportunity to personally read your question or have the moderator read the question. And in fairness, I mean, they didn't just cherry pick questions that were all favorable to their plan.
Mm-hmm.
While it was predominantly pro-tolls, and part of that, of course, the union contingent, there were some people who showed up that are just angry and frustrated and not at all in support of tolls. And they did have a chance to share their opinion.
How far do you think someone traveled to attend that?
You know what? I wish I could recite some of the towns mentioned. I mean, it was certainly Fairfield County, but there may have been a few that were from out.
Okay. Now let's get into the meat and potatoes here. What did you learn by the time that you left the meeting that you weren't aware of when you first entered the meeting?
Well, I wouldn't say that I learned anything new. I was just surprised the way certain information was being presented and things that were left out. So, for example, you know, we know that the governor has been talking about tractor-trailer trucks.
Right.
And that gives you an easy visual, because if you've driven on the highways and one goes flying by you, sometimes it might be frightening. You know, whatever. They're big, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not size that has an impact on damaging our roads. It's the weight of a vehicle.
Well, why don't they just open up the weigh stations then?
Exactly. So the governor, and believe me, I am not a proponent of tolls at all, and I am not endorsing let's include more in this bucket with tractor trailers. But the point is, A, why are they excluding certain vehicles? And the governor actually said that some of the divots in the road are for overweight vehicles that are really a problem. So to your point, open the weigh stations.
Well, that's why they're there. They've been there for decades. You know, they used to be open. Reopen them then.
Exactly.
Oh, goodness.
You know, they also used a really shocking visual of the Mayanus River bridge collapse and tried to emphasize the structurally deficient bridges in our state. Mm-hmm. And that in itself, structurally deficient, you know, to a lay person, and lay means not involved in road engineering or building, mm-hmm. can sound a little alarming in
itself.
Scary,
yeah.
But that does not mean a bridge is not safe. So a bridge that is structurally deficient means that it needs some maintenance. And if that bridge was deemed unsafe, it would have to be closed. So there was a bit of alarmist element to the presentation.
So he's using scare tactics. Scare tactics usually are effective. So, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. What else?
I was really astounded that one of the legislators actually sort of recited the, you know, a well-played clip of Senator Austin in the Transportation Committee, you know, being emphatic that we do not raid the funds out of the Special Transportation Fund. Well, technically that's true, but year over year, funds are diverted. They are stopped from going in at the
from even entering
beginning.
It, right.
And so that was, you know, quite disingenuous.
But that provided you an opportunity to set the record straight.
Well, you know what? I was not there to interfere with their program, to, you know, to sort of offer rebuttals during it or to stand up and ask questions. Really, I was there to listen. I wanted to understand how they're presenting this.
Mm-hmm.
And the governor has made a commitment that he would do town halls to look people in the eye. So this was one.
Yeah, okay.
We've got some more ground to cover.
I noticed that, sure, there's one of the supposed, you know, of 80 that he was going to do. And it was, of course, in Westport where they're supporting it. So it's an easy, easy territory to do the town hall in. I did read, and for full disclosure, you know, you and I have known each other for a while through my time in the legislature. And I read on Facebook that you were you and Representative Laviel invited to join them up on the dais, and you declined?
So in the audience, the governor did come up and, you know, offered for us to sit up with the panel, and I did decline because that implies an endorsement of what they're presenting. I had no idea what they were presenting. So I thanked him and said, you know, I'd rather know what the plan is before I'm sitting in front of it endorsing it.
Of course, and that's the smart thing, and that's a seasoned vet right here talking.
That's a home run.
You know, there were some other things as well. There was questions about is you know, the toll work, meaning the construction on the roads that would happen as a result, the implementation of tolls to begin with, is that all going to be directed to unions and union workers? And nothing at all against union workers. But they denied that, yet what I understand, and they didn't address
public-private,
is that, no, the bill at least, or the plan, there is no bill at this point, includes project labor agreements. And what that means is that it is the government dictating that this work has to go to union shops. And that just shouldn't happen. Let the 15% of the construction industry that is unionized compete along with the rest. And more troubling was one of the legislators saying that, well, the union workers are better trained, better equipped, more committed, are training future workforces, and pretty much dissed the larger part of the construction industry. And I'm just shocked because, yes, we do need jobs, absolutely. But government shouldn't be dictating where that work goes.
Mm.
Let there be some free competition.
Was there any discussion regarding the transportation authority that would be created for oversight? That would actually have the jurisdiction to raise fees at its own will?
Absolutely not. So they not only did not talk about that, which from prioritizing projects, I could support a strategy board, but not for setting toll rates.
That should be done by the legislature.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing they didn't talk about was the actual funding. So the current toll proposal would generate less than 1% of the $19 billion the governor intends to spend. And their plan also includes general obligation bonds, using the surplus in the rainy day fund, and, of course, the low-cost federal loans. I support the federal program. I support many of those elements, but they characterize it as, well, we're just going to do tolls and then not borrow and put things on the back of future generations, because that's what the Republicans want to do. And they're really being disingenuous.
But there is a loan that would be obtained.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, they make it sound like there would be no loan obtained.
Well, that's true. And the other thing that they mix up is, you know, there's two pieces to the federal loan programs. One is called, I think it's like RIFA, and that is basically targeted to rails. And then the other one is to highways. Well, the rail money, which is actually at an even lower interest rate, has nothing to do with tolls. And, you know, we do need to invest in our rails. Let's go ahead and put that in play. It has nothing to do with tolls and highway work.
Right. But, Laura, there's a lot of people who believe that, well, you know, the money that's generated from these tolling gantries on these trucks, whether they're strictly tractor-trailer trucks, but we all know that that's just a gateway to get all motor vehicles eventually tolled. We need to fix our, they brainwashed people with propaganda. That's just very little truth in any of this. Where, oh my goodness, the bridges are going to collapse unless we get the, like you just mentioned that when we first started talking this morning, how there's nothing that's in such dire need that, you know, it's going to collapse right away.
And we all agree we need to invest in our infrastructure.
There's no doubt. No doubt.
But, you know, you wonder about trust in government. Well, be transparent. Tell the truth. Lay out the facts.
But there's people who think that money will strictly go to bridges and highways. They don't understand that these federal grants will allow them to use it for the rail line and to shave, you know, whatever it is, 10 minutes off of their commute into New York City.
Well, that would be separate funding, a separate federal, you know, loan program. That could go to rails, absolutely. And I don't have a problem with that.
No, I just have a lot of smoke and mirrors, as always. And you're right, Laura. I mean, this just really goes right back to why people don't trust their government.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, great job. Real proud of you, girl.
Thank you.
Keep doing it.
Yes. Yeah, I mean.
Tremendous.
Got to hold their feet to the fire. Be honest.
Well, exactly. And as you as ranking member, we really appreciate you going down there on your own time yesterday. Please send our best to State Representative Gail Laviel, another champion for the middle class, really.
She's awesome. I will do that for sure.
That would be great. We look forward to having you join us once again if anything further develops. In the meantime, thanks again for being with us so short.
Thank you.
You got it.